Cattle futures take a step back but remain very strong. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Last week, even though cattle futures took a couple of days, step back, took a deep breath, cash remained very strong. Greg Hansen with Hansen Agri Commodities, Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, you had the futures having a little bit of a correction, but definitely cash last week and futures definitely diverged. Continue to have strong cash market. Herd trade 229, a lot getting done there, even as high as 230 with that board down. It was more technical action. I think last week we had three down days. Funds typically like to sell days three. Are they done selling? So far today, I would say we are, but let's just see how we settle. But I would anticipate, I'm sure the offers are out here at 230 plus for the week.
And, of course, you look at the calendar coming up here on Friday. We would have a cattle line feed report. I'm sure we'll start seeing estimates, ideas for that as we get towards the middle part of the week.
Yeah, any day now we should start seeing more. I heard one guy rattle off, and he was looking in the upper 90s on things, so maybe a little bit smaller numbers. But we'll give us a couple more days, and I'm guessing we'll have a better handle on what to anticipate on that.
And when you look at the hog market, cash alone was down $6.50 on Friday, now near that $88 level.
Well, I think, I made a comment last week, Packers are upside down. I think that was that lower cash market is basically the Packers saying, I need to get my margins back in order. And so dropping that cash plus seeing, cutouts a little better, that should help him do that. And I think once he can get his balance sheet back in the black, I would anticipate there's some gaps on the chart above us that, the hog markets really like to fill gaps. And I look at those summer months that you're trading at 103s, and there's some rumblings out here that maybe we don't have the numbers we thought because of some disease pressure.
We'll see how that affects the markets. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.